Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about discerning heart. A discerning heart. You know, what is so important that we need to realize is that we can make the wrong decisions. And overconfidence in terms of our decision-making can get us into big trouble. I'm reminded of Solomon. King Solomon was given such a huge task, and this task was to take over a nation. This task was to take people to the next in terms of leadership. Well, for him as well, it was for him also to become the next. And oftentimes when we look at these positions and we look at the greatness that people are going through, we will think that it is easy to get there. But what we do not realize is that God leads us and God guides us into the new things. What Solomon needed was not riches, but he did end up with it. What Solomon needed was the very thing that he asked for. He asked for a discerning heart to lead the people. He asked God that he may know and understand that which is right from wrong. And that is an important thing. Sometimes we look at people and we look at situations at face value, and we think that because we see with the natural eye, that that is what it is in the natural or even in the spiritual. But we need to look deeper. You will remember a story about King Solomon where two mothers came and they argued about a child. And nobody had proof who the real mother was. And Solomon, with the wisdom given to him by God the Father, he comes into play saying something that seems devastating and cruel, that he would cut the child in half. And that is how he detected the condition of the heart of the mothers. While the one said yes, knowing that she has no feeling for the child, the other one says, no, let her rather have the child. See, a discerning heart comes with wisdom. It comes with understanding. And if you and I are going to make it in our new season, we need to have a discerning heart. We need to be able to discern when something is right from wrong. We need to be able to read the future and know what will destroy us and what will not. But only discernment can do that. How have you been discerning your life? How have you been discerning your relationships? How have you been looking at each and every area of your life? Do you think that life is just about waking up, meeting people randomly, doing things randomly? No. Everything in life is about a decision. Everything in life is about the power of your decision. When I get up in the morning, I need to decide, am I going to do certain things like making up my bed, tidying up? Or am I going to go into my day? This is just an example. Leave everything, and then those things catch up with me later on, where I may actually be more tired. You see, ladies and gentlemen, everything we do in every moment of our lives will either benefit us, or it will delay us later, or make us more tired. And that is why discernment is so important. Discernment for the moment, discernment for the hour, discernment for the day, discernment for the week, for the month, for the months, for the year. Every moment in our lives, we need to know what the right thing is to do before we decide. And that is the power of Solomon. Solomon understood that he needed God desperately. Now, when you look at Solomon's son, Rehoboam, who took over when Solomon's reign was done, he was arrogant. He listened to the wrong people, the young people or the younger people in terms of leadership said to him, don't lift the tariffs, don't be light on the people, be more harsh, you're going to get more results. While the older people said to him, don't do that. That was what your father's reign did. You are going to leave the people. You are actually going to lose the people. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is that a kingdom eventually was split because one man could not discern the hour. He could not discern wise voices. Now, there are going to be people in your life this year that's going to come across as if they don't like you. There are going to be people in this year that's going to come across as if you are the enemy. They're going to come across as strict, and they are going to work on your last nerve. Do not look at them as the enemy necessarily. Test and try what is on the inside of them before you make a decision about them. They may just be your saving grace. One of the problems we have as humanity is that when people come across as hard and harsh, when people come across as the tough ones, we have a tendency of running away from them, not understanding that those may be the people that will guide us and strengthen us into our new day. Not everybody that agrees with you is necessarily the right decision. Not everybody that is soft with you is necessarily the right people. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that we understand where we find ourselves and where we need to be. And that is why you need a discerning heart, because discernment will help you make the right decision. It is up to you, it is up to me to know what are the right decisions. But there are moments in our lives where those things become tricky, and that is why you need the Spirit of God to guide you in terms of your relationships, in terms of your career paths, in terms of your family. What is happening to your family in this new season? What is your family going to do? How do you need your family? How do you lead your family? What is the destiny of your household for this new season? That takes a discerning heart. Now, you know what is more difficult than discerning the wrong on others? It is discerning the wrong on ourselves. Because sometimes we are wise in our own ways. And just because you have a feeling about something does not mean that it is right. You can lead yourself and those who follow you astray when you don't have a discerning heart. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that in the year 2025, you pray, you speak to God, and you find guidance in Him. One of the mistakes we make, and one of the things that people say, is that I can't hear God. God is not speaking. And the thing is that we need to understand is maybe our voice is too forceful. Maybe we're not quiet enough and listening. because God always speaks, and it is time to listen to Him so that He can guide you, not just in discerning others, but discerning yourself, your ways, discerning the things that you really want to do, and making sure that it doesn't end up in a mistake. This year is going to be a wonderful and a good year. To those who have a discerning heart, those who understand what God has called them to, they will have a brilliant year. So make sure that you follow God and you follow His instructions. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that Your Spirit is with me. I pray, Father, that You would give me a discerning heart, that it would not be my decisions, but Your decisions, as I decree this and declare it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.